Wednesday. Today is April the 3rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it should come as no surprise that chipping on the Great Lakes is not a year-round activity, as typically the Great Lakes would freeze over. This year, however, we did not see near as much ice across the lake covering them as we normally would in a year, and so that Great Lakes chipping season has opened once again. We're going to talk about that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the Sioux Locks in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan opened the Poe Lock to all marine traffic at 6 o'clock p.m. on March 22nd as the Joseph L. Block marked the start of the 2024 Great Lakes shipping season. The shipping industry requested an early season opening, actually 3 days earlier than usual, due to the urging of major steel producers. Now, the Sioux Locks are a set of parallel locks operated and maintained by the United States Army Corps of Engineers, Detroit District, located on the St. Mary's River. The locks allow freighters to navigate between Lake Superior and the lower Great Lakes, the St. Lawrence Seaway, and the international markets. Now, the St. Lawrence Seaway has announced that it will open this spring on March 22nd, and so they want to match the early openings at the Sioux, president of Lake Carriers Association James Weekly said. We also noted that the Seaway strike in 2023 and the extreme wind event toward the end of the last operating season left the fleet with undeliverable cargo. Federal Regulation 33 CFR 207.440 establishes the operating season based on feasibility of vessels operating during typical Great Lakes ice conditions. The St. Lawrence Seaway opened its 66th season of operation back on the 22nd with an official opening ceremony in the Niagara region. And this inaugural vessel of the 2024 season was the Algoma Salt, an Equinox-class self-unloading bulk carrier brought into service in 2018 with new technology to increase fuel efficiency and reduce environmental impact. The Algoma Central Corporation, owner of the vessel, is celebrating its 125th anniversary this year and was represented by their president and CEO, Greg Rule. The St. Lawrence Seaway is not just a passage for vessels, but an essential conduit for Canada's economic and environmental prosperity, he said. Ship owners and operators, shippers, ports, shipyards, suppliers, and the Seaway are all a part of this vital binational network. The St. Lawrence Seaway will celebrate its 65th anniversary in 2024. The last piece of the puzzle for the 24 season will come with the arrival of the first Salty, that's an ocean-going ship, in the port of Duluth Superior, that opening the 2024 grain shipping season there. The port did open for the Laker season, that'd be vessels that transit the Great Lakes, when the John T. Boland headed out, becoming the first ship leaving port into Lake Superior in 2024. The Boland was also the last ship to arrive in Duluth for the winter layup on January 1st of 24.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to stay on the shipping conversation, but this time look at imports. As American consumers' demand for organic food products has grown over time, so has available products, some of which originate from foreign markets. We're going to take a look at this with Rod Bain.
Organic food products continue to grow in popularity with consumers. If recent USDA data on sale trends are any indication, despite year-over-year sales declining over the last 2 years of record, organic food retail sales from 2020 to 2022 are above levels prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. And more retail organic sales are taking place in traditional grocery and club stores and supermarkets. So what are consumers purchasing in the way of organic products? USDA research economist Sharon Skorbiansky at this year's Ag Outlook Forum said one way to look at it is what types of organic foods are being imported into our country.
The value fell for the highest value commodities, so that is blueberries, avocados, soybean, and coffee. But the value did increase for some other commodities like olive oil and bananas.
In fact, imports of organic goods have increased annually since 2015, particularly in the area of tracked imports.
The value of tracked imports has been trending upward, and it increased in 2023 as well. But 60% of the value of these imports can be attributed to new harmonized tariff schedule codes, or HTS codes. It is a really important distinction between actual imports and tracked imports.
As the U.S. uses HTC codes to set tariff rates and statistical categories for imports.
There are now 125 HTS codes for organic, with 45 new codes added in 2023.
Products represented by new import codes range from organic dates and red lentils to maple syrup and tart cherry juice concentrate.
It doesn't mean that these products in organic form were imported prior to 2023. It's just that they were recorded under a more general HTS category. So we just have no means for comparison what that value was prior to 2023.
U.S. consumers continue to purchase fruits and vegetables, followed by eggs, then bread, among the top selections of organic products by category. And in case you are wondering what U.S. organic products are among the top exports to markets globally,
apples, lettuce, and spinach, these are the three most exported organic commodities.
With most of those purchased by Canada and Mexico. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.